This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India continues to be a beacon of hope for the world with its strong economy. He said, rapid economic development has become the cornerstone for realizing the vision of Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme, Sustaining and Strengthening Economic Growth, this morning.
आज जब भारत अपनी मजबूत इकोनॉमी से पूरे विश्व की उम्मीद बना हुआ है, आज जब ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन रीशेप हो रही है, तब अर्थव्यवस्था की तेज प्रगति विकसित भारत का भी बहुत बड़ा आधार है. हमारी दिशा स्पष्ट है, हमारा संकल्प स्पष्ट है. बिल्ड मोर, प्रोड्यूस मोर, कनेक्ट मोर और अब जरूरत है एक्सपोर्ट मोर.
The Prime Minister said today the world is looking for reliable and resilient manufacturing partners. He said India has the opportunity to become a key player in this direction.
मैन्युफैक्चरिंग के क्षेत्र में आज देश कोर इंडस्ट्रियल क्षमताओं को मजबूत कर रहा है और इस मार्ग में जो चुनौतियां हैं उन्हें भी दूर किया जा रहा है. डेडिकेटेड रेयर अर्थ कॉरिडोर्स, कंटेनर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, ऐसे सेक्टर्स पर फोकस करके हम अपने ट्रेड इकोसिस्टम को मजबूत करने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं.
The conflict in West Asia has intensified with Iran and joint Israeli-US forces launching fresh waves of missile and drone attacks. US President Donald Trump said the objective is to destroy Iran's missile capabilities, eliminate its navy and prevent it from obtaining a nuclear weapon, warning that a bigger wave of action is yet to come and not ruling out sending US troops. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the hardest hits are still ahead, and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth stated that over 1,250 targets were struck in the first 48 hours, including ballistic missile facilities hit by B-2 bombers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said this is the third day of Operation Roaring Lion to counter existential threats to Israel, America and the world. The IRGC said the losses of its top leadership have strengthened Iran, while President Masoud Pezeshkian appointed Majid Ebnel Raza as acting defense minister. The UAE said it intercepted most of the missiles and drones launched towards it, and Iran's foreign minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi claimed over 160 young girls were killed in a US-Israeli bombing of a primary school. US President Donald Trump will meet German Chancellor Friedrich Merz at the White House in Washington, D.C. today amid the ongoing conflict in West Asia region. The engagement between both the leaders will be followed by a bilateral meeting in the Oval Office. In a social media post on Sunday, the German Chancellor said he will speak to Mr. Trump on the latest developments in West Asia, and he is in close contact with partners across Europe, Israel and the wider region. He further said this is not the moment to lecture our allies, but to stand together in unity. Civil Aviation Ministry has said IndiGo plans to operate 10 special relief flights from Jeddah to India today to facilitate the return of stranded passengers subject to required approvals and prevailing airspace conditions. In a statement, the ministry said IndiGo is coordinating with the Consulate General of India at Jeddah for passenger facilitation. Union Minister for Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu also reviewed the situation at a high-level meeting. The ministry said the special arrangements are being made to facilitate the movement of stranded passengers and the airlines are deploying additional capacity where required. In Jammu and Kashmir, the General Officer Commanding of the White Knight Corps, Lieutenant General P.K. Mishra, has directed troops to remain alert, proactive and mission-focused during his visit to Kishtwar. The GOC was accompanied by Counter-Insurgency Force Delta Commander Major General Ajay Singh Dabas. While reviewing the security situation, Lieutenant General directed all ranks to intensify counter-terror operations and commended the forces for their professionalism. A total lunar eclipse will take place across the globe in several time zones today. In India, this rare celestial event is going to occur at 3:20 p.m. and will end at 6:47 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.